supposed to do is rub her back, and that'll make her feel all better. So, hey, the pain comes on. I start rubbing her back. Get out of here! Don't touch me! And I was being loving, compassionate. Fine! I walked out of the room. Because I told you it didn't work. Now, Joseph. Set them free. Give them hope. Again, they had she was actually a prophet called Anna. And as Simeon is just finishing with Joseph and Mary, Anna walks up to them. Luke chapter 2, verse 38, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child. For all were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. Anna started telling people everywhere that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one that was promised. He's the one that's supposed to come. I don't know about you, but when our baby was born, our firstborn was there, there wasn't a whole lot of people walking up to me and prophesying over me. Or going around and telling everybody that Chris's baby is born. Paul and Chris's baby is born. He's going to change the world. Now, all parents think they're going to change the world. They're going to be everything. We have these great plans, and then they grow up and have plans of their own. Praying that they are God's plans. Sometimes our plans are not God's plans. See, God had a plan for Jesus. Joseph and Mary were following what God wanted for Jesus. See, as they were doing that, and they were waiting for that moment. After all the excitement calms down, the baby's been born, and shepherds are showing up, and now 8 days later, these people are prophesying over Jesus, and all this stuff's going on. Things start to settle and calm down a little bit. They find a house in Bethlehem to rent this big inn. Joseph gets a job. He has to work. And Mary works from home and takes care of Jesus. What they were unbeknown to them was that when Jesus was born, and some wise men in the East Country had saw the star, and they recognized it was the star of a king that was born, and they wanted to come and see him. So they gathered up their stuff, and they started traveling. These were well-educated, wealthy, prominent men. Around 2 years later, after Jesus was born, they showed up in Bethlehem looking for Jesus. And as I was looking over this, and I came across this little thing, and it said, do you know what would have happened if there had been three wise women instead of three wise men? They would have asked for direction and arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby, cleaned up the house, made a casserole, brought some practical gifts, and there would be peace on earth. Well, I'm sure they would have cleaned up, brought food, like they arrived. You see, the wise men, they get there, and they show up, they follow the star, and led them right to the place where Joseph, Mary, and Jesus